This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The death toll in that garment factory collapse in Bangladesh is now above 230 people. Thousands more, possibly, are still thought to be trapped in that rubble. It's the second such disaster in less than 6 months in Bangladesh. A fire in another factory back in November killed 112 people. Both factories are thought to have produced clothes for American retailers, and each tragedy brought pledges to improve worker safety over there. But with layer after layer of contractors and subcontractors between multinational headquarters and the person actually doing the stitching on the ground, how do you know who's responsible? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more now on plausible deniability as a business strategy.
After cracks were discovered in the now collapsed building, managers at a bank on the first floor kept their employees out. Managers in the garment factories ordered their employees to stay.
It's worth thinking about the psychology that would cause factory managers and owners to send workers back into a building that has developed an obvious dangerous structural flaw.
Scott Nova is head of the Workers' Rights Consortium, and he says it's all about competition. Large apparel companies have multiple contractors in a place like Bangladesh. Each of those contractors hires subcontractors and then sometimes more subcontractors, all of them competing against one another. Nova argues apparel retailers use this structure to lower both price and accountability.
That guarantees that they will cut costs by operating unsafely, but without Walmart's or Gap's or H&M's fingerprints actually having to be on it.
Jan Hammond is a professor at Harvard Business School. She says retailers have to contract with many different factories in order to meet demand.
But it doesn't mean that you can't inspect those companies.
Bigger brand-conscious companies like Walmart have started auditing factories that produce for them. After a deadly fire, also in Bangladesh, Walmart announced it would permanently ban any supplier found to be subcontracting without its permission. Hammond says smaller, private label retailers are less aggressive and may not even know what's going on.
It's not as clear to me whether it's intentional or not to not know.
Ultimately, pressure for this cutthroat competition, economists say, comes from the consumer who wants that cheap T-shirt. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.